spiritual geography. The religions of the world are, broadly speaking, evenly distributed upon the surface of the globe. This statement needs, of course... This statement needs, of course, qualification, if not outright contradiction. So, before consideration of it, let some minutes be spent in the examination of, for instance, the different disorders of the feet to which members of these variously distributed bigotries are prone. After this, we can return to the matter in hand. But wait! Ashley has stolen it, after threatening to do so for so many years. You don't know Ashley, of course, do you? Well, he... Good God, he's taken that, too! The rascally Ashley was a bearded fourth-form pupil at one of the less well-known schools of Devonshire Partridge. He had 12 prison records and 5 else of gramophonogenous ilk. Would that aught-white he should declaim, or in writing or vulgarly outspat verbals, then as one might woot would thusly be scrobe with the yearnings of sundry sages in evening primroses. Miss Primrose, whoever you are, how my heart yearns for you, your slender form, be it ever so fat. Aye, as we are accustomed to think, Miss Primrose, my dear, but no, the rascally Ashley is afoot, and I a knee, I woot. The Buddhist can be discerned by his fat belly, the Jew by his insistence on the null beak. The Hindu may be distinguished by his balding pate, whenas the Aswan is greyish in the head. The Cyclops has but one eye, the giant can be described by virtue of his huge bigness. Thus you shall recognize the tribes of the globe. Now back to Miss Primrose. How different is that sweet and summery name from that of her half-brother, Miss Primnose. She haunts the chalk-filled bootlockers of the fourth form. Apple tamer! What we must insist on is the equality of opportunity offered to members of the various sects and concords. But Michael insists on a great deal more. What I find most remarkable is that he has not yet been committed to a penitentiary institution for gross offenders. It is indeed most strange that his own particular predilections have not been more strenuously outlawed. But then, in these days of religious revival and increasing drought, we must expect no more of society than the ascetic does of the wine waiter. The menu can be translated, but the effect of a starvation diet remains the same, for even the Buddhists have forgotten their original ruling on this.